No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company. Where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends like my friend, Dr. Andy. Well, she didn't let friends feed kibble, now do you, Dr. Andy?
No. Good morning, everybody.
How's this Monday for you?
It's a Monday.
Always new things revealed, right?
Always, every week. Always, yes.
Yeah? So how's the world of chiropractic, of canine chiropractic going for Dr. Andy?
It's good. Yeah? New people learning about it all the time, coming in. Yeah, having a good time.
Yeah. You know, we're always learning new stuff, Dr. Andy, and I have got to introduce you to the Biggleson brothers. Do you know the Biggleson brothers?
I do not. I think I'd remember that.
You would remember, and you need to know them.
Okay.
And I have recently just found them, and I'm actually in their academy, but they're all about blood, but reading live blood. So you know what most doctors do.
Yeah.
Is now they're the pioneers. There's some weird stuff going on out there, and they're very angry about it, where people are looking at blood and going, oh, there's graphene oxide in blood. And they're like, either they're stupid or they're lying because they don't know what they're doing. And they're not happy about it. But you would love these guys. Okay. Their father is Harvey Biggleson, worked with all the big guys in homeopathy. They're big on you know, the structure of the body, which you would love, because they're like, look, you can do anything you want with the body, dog's body, human's body. If it's out of line, it's like a car driving out of line, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're talking about how the flow and how the chi and how everything works in the body is all dependent first upon its structure. And one of the things that they talk about are like surgeries. And these scar tissues and how
scar tissue.
Yeah. How it's pulls amazing. Things out of line, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to ask you about that. Obviously you agree with that, but what do you think about scar tissue when it relates to your work? And do you feel it? Do you know about it? What do you see?
Oh, occasionally I feel it. Generally not, but if I know there's a surgery, there is a component of my work called injury recall technique that I'll do over scars. And it's super easy. It's, you know, you rub over the scar, then you put a little impact. It's not an adjustment, but a little tug into the occiput and a couple tugs on the hocks. And it kind of eliminates some of what the body is holding on to. So I'll go over old spay neuter scars. I'll go over any kind of old scars. We'll do that. Any kind of new scars. I had a little pup that I've been seeing since she came home at whatever, 8, 9, 10 weeks. Super cute little dog. She had an inguinal hernia.
Okay. Usually what is that?
Usually we see umbilical hernia, sorry. And that comes out the belly button. On dogs. The inguinal is what human men usually get, and it drops down towards their legs and through the structures that way. So she had an inguinal. So it was in like the crease of her thigh and not coming out her belly button. And she actually went to CSU for surgery. It went great. It was actually super easy, but her vets were a little stumped around here because you just don't see it. So I saw her yesterday. She had internal stitches. So I just did a little IRT. Injury recall over that. And we put her pelvis back and checked everything, make sure everything was really good after surgery. So yeah, I do work on scar tissue. I don't get in there and dig on it. I know that's probably a technique out there, but it can be more problematic than anything with a surgery.
Isn't that amazing?
And I know, I think a lot of the research and these brothers, it's people, right? Like not dogs. Like we can't really ask them, right? Like, hey, what kind of pain are you having? being like,
right.
you know, and so it's hard to determine in that world, is it from the scar tissue? Is it from the surgery? Is it from the implants? So on and so forth. But yeah, I hear the horror stories in people.
Well, and quite frankly, just kind of listening to them and working with, you know, through their stuff, I don't think that people realize what damage scar tissue does either.
And I don't think it's really recognized by centralized medicine either.
Right.
I maybe a little bit by the doctors, maybe a little, but no, it's not really recognized as it could be a really big issue.
Right. Yeah, they really dovetail nicely in with the whole terrain theory, right? So the terrain theory being, if we keep the terrain clean and free from surgeries, right? They do say that surgeries are one of the leading causes of things. And you know what's very interesting? They also talk about, Dr. Andy, how if you have a tooth taken out of your face, and you don't put a tooth back in, right? Mm-hmm. That it throws the whole body out of line. It has something to do with how you see on a horizontal plane. And it's amazing what they talk about. Now, I'm just repeating this on a very new level.
Superficial level at this moment, right?
Yeah,
before you dive deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's about all I know about teeth too. I mean, I know some superficial stuff. I know they can be a big issue in the body. That's an interesting point. And then, but do you want to put an implant in? That's a whole nother discussion. Because you're putting in titanium, generally a metal close to your brain stem, your thyroid, your hypothalamus. Do you want all that going on?
Right.
You know, how much more damage do dentists do with a root canal versus pulling the tooth? But it's treacherous, that whole teeth thing. And I know a little bit.
Well, Harvey Biggleson got his license revoked because he spoke out and about, and he's passed. He passed in 2019. The boys are carrying on what they grew up with, I think it's Tom Fulford, all these guys who do all these adjustments, like adjustments in the mouth so that the teeth can come in so you don't have to pull them, right? Mm-hmm. And, but Harvey Biggleson spoke out about dentistry and about what they were causing in people. And these dentists heard him on this radio show. I think it was with George Norrie. I don't know if you remember George Norrie. Anyway, they went after him just like they do everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And they took his license away. And so, yeah, it's insane. The stuff that goes on in the medical community and the way that it's set up, and we don't really realize it. And you have to really, I don't know how you get on the path, Andy. I mean, it's like, if you're not aware, right? If you're not aware that kibble causes problems, if you're not aware that shooting toxins into your dog's body causes a problem, well, you're just going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And the reasoning that the medical community gives doesn't make sense, but we just buy off on it anyway. Right. And
it's because what is the saying? Just because a lie is repeated a lot of times doesn't mean it becomes truth. Right. Like, just because the masses tell you this does not mean it's actually true.
Right.
And so that's very hard for people. Like, if 80% of people agree, why can't it's got to be true? And what if it's not?
Well, what I think, if nothing else, and I've said this a gazillion times, if the COVID incident did not wake us up, what is going to wake us up now that we see, right, on the other side? So my brother calls me and he says, my neighbor, 75 years old, you know, very healthy 75-year-old, couldn't breathe. And so he went to the doctor and they immediately sent him to the hospital because he was full of blood clots in his lung. And the doctors that were there said, did you by chance take the COVID vax? And he said, I took all four of them.
Okay.
And they said, we have no other explanation for why this is happening other than that. And
the doctors admitted that?
They did. Now, I don't know what's going to happen if they start admitting that.
Wow.
Which brings me to what we want to talk to you a little bit about today is puppy vaccines that came out in your latest. Man, that's a tough one.
It is.
For pet parents, it's a tough one.
For breeders, it's tough. For rescues, it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What to do, when to do it, why to do it, how to educate people.
I think you really have to work with a team that doesn't have all this fear about the boogeyman virus is going to jump on my dog and take him down. Mm-hmm. Right. And the more that you really look, it's not pulling stuff out of our sphincter. When you look at the research, right? The research is not, it doesn't substantiate that something is going to jump on your dog and they're going to get this virus and, you know, they're going to be sick. But I have this book, Dr. Andy, that it's called Cancer is Not a Disease. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, it talks about in here, it goes over all the cancer and it says vaccinations, ticking time bombs, right? Question. And it goes through all of this information about the ingredients. If you just read the ingredients and then, you know, this doctor goes on to talk about all of the cancers and how in the world do you put this kind of stuff in a body, in a living body? Aluminum, thimerosal, formaldehyde, carbolic acid, antibiotics, solvents. Andy, you all right with me putting a little solvent in your body?
You know, that stuff you clean your carpet with? Sure, yeah. Just shoot that right in.
Right.
Let's do that.
Right. And it goes over and over and over again. And then you've got in the final pandemic where they talk about, you know, what's in the vaccines and how these are not working with the body, right? Mm-hmm. They don't. But you have to go back to the very crux of the matter. Is there a boogeyman virus that is going to attack your puppy? Right. Or do we just need to support the body naturally?
And that's part of what I put in there. I mean, this newsletter is like tip of the iceberg, right? I hope I kind of portrayed where I stood, but you know, you've got to educate yourself. But oh, these puppies actually get maternal antibodies that protect them for weeks. And these antibodies are so strong that they will disable a vaccine if it's given too early. So it'll disable the actual active part of that vaccine, but now you just shot them up with everything you just listed there, right? Aluminum, thimerosal, solvents. Those stuff is now in that puppy, that itty bitty puppy. And so they actually do have protection. And as a pet parent, don't let them like go to the dog show and run around on the ground, right? Like we can limit exposure to outside stuff, right? They don't need to be out doing all of this stuff. So, you know, you just be mindful, use some common sense and let mama's antibodies take care of things until you educate yourself and you decide what you want to do going forward.
Well, and the question really is, Andy, what are we protecting them from? Right? What is it? And you know, you remember when all those puppies were dropped off at my brother's neighborhood? And
I don't remember, but
yeah, so they were dropped off. This was back in, I think that two Christmases ago, not this Christmas, somewhere around in there. And the one died, it was wobbling around and it did die. So you might say, well, that puppy had parvo. And Dr.
But
Jason,
this is Oklahoma or Texas?
Oklahoma. Yeah, Oklahoma.
It could be distemper down there too. Like we, you know.
Yeah.
down there. Yeah.
But the thing about it is that, remember the whole Purina thing that just came out where all these dogs were sick? Exact same symptoms as what you would identify as parvo, right? So is it something in the food? Is it something that they're exposed to? Because I would tell you that my brother still has one of these puppies. Perfectly fine, grown up just beautifully, right? Mm-hmm. What did they do? The vet put them on IV fluids, right? And this is one thing that, and I think they gave them a few antibiotics, which, okay. But, you know, I just really, again, as I study with these guys who are looking at blood for 40 years, not drawing blood and getting, okay, here's your, you know, your levels.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they're looking at blood smears, aren't they?
And they're looking at live blood. They're looking at without it being adulterated with dyes and all of these other things. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And what they see is amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I just go back to that. And I think it's a long, long journey for people to maybe never vaccinate because of fear. But that's what it is, Andy. It's fear. It's like, well, if I don't, then my dog is going to.
Yeah.
But there's no way that these guys that really work in health and terrain would say, absolutely. Pull all that, pour all that formaldehyde, all that aluminum, all that, you know, borax, all that stuff into your body because the body is not fantastical enough to deal with whatever might come its way. And the other thing too, Dr. Andy, is when you get whatever you get, if we're getting something, your body naturally builds a resistance to it, not fake.
What? It has immunity to it? Once it identifies whatever is in the body and takes care of it all on its own, and then when that shows up again, the body knows what to do?
I'm pretty sure that we're going to annihilate that natural immunity pretty soon. It's just
us humans think we know better. We can do this better than nature. No, nature will always win, folks. And you might want to get more in line with nature if you want to make it through. Just saying.
And that is one of their main themes. Yeah. They're like, you listen to Dr. Harvey, who's now passed, the father, right? Mm-hmm. So he was an eye surgeon first, and then he went into homeopathy, and then he started, you know, he was working with all of these different scientists and stuff like that. And his work is amazing. And he says that he's just like, this body and a dog's body, it knows how to function, but we're getting in there and screwing it up.
We get in there and screw it up. Absolutely.
All in the name of health, Dr. Andy.
Yes. Healthcare. I'm like, okay.
And they
there's
say,
nothing healthy or caring about any of this, but that's just my point of view.
No, they say things that they're like, it's disease care.
It is. It's sick care. They don't actually want to see you till you're sick because they don't know what to do with you.
Right.
Right. They're just waiting for you to get sick. And they're trying to help you along.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I had someone inquire the other day, and they said, listen, I need to make sure that this food has a kill step to it so that there's no bacteria because I'm afraid to feed my dog. And again, we go to the nature thing, right? Mm-hmm. Dogs are created, cats are created to eat raw.
Yep.
Raw is raw. Raw is normal. Raw is natural.
Yes.
That wouldn't that be crazy, Dr. Andy, if creator, whatever you want to say creator is.
Whatever.
Whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. he created this animal that cannot survive in the wild. It's a wild animal, but can't survive in the wild. Mm-hmm. Now, that would be weird. Why would you do that? And that's where people, because we've domesticated dogs, okay? Mm-hmm. Now we say, well, they can take all these toxins in their body and they can eat chemically enhanced food.
Well, and honestly, the reasoning is I do, and I'm okay.
Are you?
Exactly. That's the question. Are you? And why are we seeing all these chronic diseases younger and younger and younger at 20, at 30 in people and our dogs? You've asked me many times, why would a 2-year-old dog get lymphoma? Like, it's becoming younger and younger because we're sicker and sicker because of what we just listed here, because somewhere, somehow we think we know better than nature, and it's not true.
Well, I'm even, you know, looking at cancer. What is it really, you know, and why does the body?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah. This book and many, many of the folks that really work in cancer outside of the traditional chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery are saying cancer is a survival technique, yep. Right? It is a survival technique in your dog. So, or cat, right? And Dr. Jasek would say, don't be cutting into them. Right? Don't be cutting into lumps, bumps, and all that kind of stuff. Because a lot of this information is saying, you know, it's walling off a toxin that would be potentially very harmful in the immediate future. Mm-hmm. So it's walling it off. And now it's also saying in here that if you take that out, if you remove it, you're removing something that's trying to keep you alive.
Yep.
So it's a little bit confusing. You know, you have to get your mind around it. There's so much that I'm so thankful for today that's coming out with terrain versus germs, right?
Yep.
Cancer trying to kill you or cancer trying to keep you alive. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. And then there the big disconnect is poisons help you. Poisons keep you alive. What?
What? What do you mean, Dee Dee?
Toxins, flea and tick, vaccine.
Oh, I see. That way. I'm like, I was sorry. I wasn't following.
Yeah.
I was having a blonde moment.
No, I wasn't clear in my transition. No. So that's very, yeah. Very, very difficult.
I actually thought you were going with homeopathy because then you do actually use, that is the opposite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So let's not muddy the waters anymore with that, but I get it. Yeah. Like, yeah, their version of health is let's put all these toxic chemicals on the body and see what happens.
And I really think that there are very few people in our world that are experts, that are truly experts of how the body works.
Oh, yeah. I think what we know is still limited. And what is taught to our traditional centralized doctors is 50, 100 years outdated and wrong.
Mm-hmm. And there's a big money factor that we always talk about because
huge money factor.
If your entire business mm-hmm. as a vet, as a health professional, is to cut things out, is to administer chemo, radiation, and then you find out that's not the thing that works, something else works better, something else, well.
That doesn't make you money, that you then don't live off of, right? How quickly are you to change your mind and change direction? You're not.
Right.
And so, and I talk about this all the time with my clients. You ask me, I have a chiropractor, I'm going to adjust it. You go to the ortho's going to want to cut it out. You go over to the oncologist, they're going to want to shoot in chemo. Like, you have to know where they're coming from. It doesn't mean there's not information to be gathered from every single one of those professionals, but you say it again, you got to educate yourself, but you got to know where their slant is coming from, where they're making their money.
Right, because that influences their advice to you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it is, I will say, it is frightening to say, gosh, I don't really know. You know, back to the puppy vaccines. It's like, I don't really know. Is my puppy going to die if I don't inject them with this? Because this poison, and it is going to save them? To me, I can't even make sense. If I speak to myself truthfully, Dr. Andy, then maybe I can make more sense of stuff, right? Will this poison keep them from getting sick?
No guarantee there either. And now they have all these other added stuff in their system.
Yeah. It's like someone said to me the other day, they you know, they were listening to Dr. J6 Rabies webinar. And they said, but I have to because I take them to daycare and the daycare requires a rabies shot. And I said, but if you say, I would rather take my dog to daycare than push back on a doctor that insists that I give them a poisonous, toxic cocktail. You have to say it like that.
You do. Or, you know, stop taking them to daycare. Change your lifestyle. What's more important? Sorry. My dogs don't go to daycare. They don't get boarded. We don't go to things. We don't do things. It's a lifestyle choice.
Right.
You know, what are you more concerned about? I don't want to hear about it otherwise.
Right.
It's a bottom line there.
Yeah. You have a choice.
You do have a choice.
Do not convince yourself that you don't have a choice. You have a choice.
Nope.
Choices have consequences. They have stresses. They have opportunities. But you have that choice. So we would encourage you to not use those words. I don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always a choice.
Yeah, I have a choice in everything I do.
And not choosing is also your choice.
Right.
Right? Like just, you know, going along to go along. That's also a choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And that has consequences and that has opportunities with it as well. So we just want you to understand that there's so much information. And I do think that if we don't do these knee-jerk responses, Dr. Andy, if we say, okay, I need to take a moment and I need to breathe and I'm uncertain.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm going to wait until I find more information that I feel comfortable with, that I feel good about. And then I will act.
Yeah, there's very little breathing room in centralized medicine, right?
It's right
this,
now.
This is wrong and you need this now. Well, why don't we take a breath? Right? Let's take a breath.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, Dr. Andy, there are a ton of dogs out there with pet parents that don't do any kind.
Yep.
That are walking around and living. Right?
It's fine. It's just fine, if not better.
Right. So I think that we need to take a breath, do some studying, and wait until we feel more comfortable to do something. At least that's kind of where I am in life. And I know that somebody else is right there today too. And it's okay. It's okay. Hey, listen, get over to Dr. Andy's animalmagiccare.com. She's got a great email that goes out. Also, Dr. Andy can help you via Zoom, right? If your dog's not walking right, something's a little off, you haven't been able to get your dog back to homeostasis, back to normal. Just like what you heard today, where scar tissue has an effect on your dog, right? And Dr. Andy can go through all of this stuff with you. You know, where your dog's been, what the surgeries are, how your dog's performing today, and give you some guidance to reach out to a chiropractor or canine chiropractor in your area if you're not here in Colorado. If you are here in Colorado, you are so lucky because you get to come see Dr. Andy.
You do.
Yes. All right, everybody, get over to animalmagiccare.com. Get your dog on a species-appropriate diet today. You can do that right here at rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where your pet's health is our business. And what, Dr. Andy?
Friends don't let friends feed kibble.
That's right. We'll see you guys soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.